Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. V'al she'en bo yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. Again, we're back to a moot point. If there's no yediyah b'tchila, I understand. He didn't know he stepped on a sheretz, and now he eats a piece of basar kotshim. He never even had a chance to say, oy gevalt. He doesn't know. So in that case, the only thing we could be talking about is what's mechaper that maybe he wouldn't even have to bring a korban when he finds out. Or, we had before in the Mishnah, if he only finds out at some point, at that point, until then, avadi he does have to bring, when he finds out, a korban, a leviyarid. But, lechetchila, because he had no idea, the korban of Yom Kippur was toila. But if there was no idea, not betchila, not basoif, there it's a lesser madrega. It's a lesser madrega of chet, because the halama was in something that he never knew in the first place. So then, Si'irei HaRegolim U'Si'irei Rosh Chodosh Mechaprim. The Torah says also that the Si'irim of Rosh Chodesh, of Musaf Mav Yomtiv, all of them say Si'irei Zimach L'Chatos. Chatos is always Mechaper. What's a Mechaper? Chazal HaKadoshim learn out that it's the same thing as the Soyer HaPnim that's learned out of Yom Kippur. They're all Mechaper Al Tumas Mechaprim Chodosh. But we already have the Kapor. So obviously these are Mechaper completely on a lower level of Tumas Migdosh, Taseis Chazal Dash Munari Yedim Etchila. This is all the Shita Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon, he argues Va'omer. He says, Si'irei HaRegolim Mechaprim. Si'irei HaRegolim, yeah. Avaloi Si'irei Rosh Chodoshim. The Si'irei Yom Tovim are on a higher madrega than Si'irei Rosh Chodoshim. So we can't dash in the Si'irei Rosh Chodoshim on Mechaper. That we have our attack on a case of Tumas Migdosh, but on a lesser Avera. On what? A Torah She'ochel HaSatomei. The din of Chayvei Krisus, and therefore the Korban Oil of Yorid of Tumas Migdosh, is when a Tomei ate Kodshim, or he went into the base of Migdosh. That's Chayvei Krisus. What about somebody who's Tohor, who ate Basar Kodshim Tomei? He didn't defile it. The Basar Kodshim was Tomei. But he's not allowed to eat it. Basar kotshim can only be eaten b'tahara, not b'tumah. Eating it b'tumah is also a gevissa violation of the rules of tumah b'mikdosh, and therefore it does need a kapar, but it does need a yomtiv to get a kapar. Rosh Chodesh is enough. Same way we all understand yomtiv is on a high madrig. You eat better food and you wear better clothing than on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh has a mikzas kedusha, so he also has a mikzas kapar on something which is only a lower level. The machloik is, the Gemara explains, goes because the Pasuk in the Parsha of Musafim says, Usir izim echad l'chatos l'Hashem. The way Chazal Darshan's l'chatos l'Hashem is it's mechaper l'chatos l'Hashem on something that's known only to Hashem. What is that? That's ein bo yediyah loy mitchila v'loy b'soif. And that Pasuk, Heyois, the Pasuk says, Usir izim, there's a hekesh to a different one. That Pasuk is written by Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh, so it's makishit, so of Rosh Chodesh, so of Yom Tiv. So that's why the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, holds that both are Mashavim, that Sari Golem, Siri Rosh Chodesh, are both Mechaper. Reb Shimon is Mechalik between the two. He holds that Sari Rosh Chodesh are not Mechaper on the regular Chiyuv Chatos, which would be Chayv in a different circumstances, because Menor Levi Yorid. Let's introduce something else. Reb Shimon learns out that the Sawyer of Rosh Chodeshim, if we take it not in the context of Parshas Pinchas, but we go to a different place in the Torah. Where else do we have Sawyer Rosh Chodeshim? We have it in the Parsha of the Miluim. Everybody remembers the famous episode where Misas Nodav Aviyu took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the 8th day, Yom Shmini of the Parsha Miluim. Parsha Sav is the 7 days. The 8th day was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the day that Dosan Vavirun, the Esh came down and it killed Dosan Vavirun. On that day, there's a whole parsha of Aaron HaKohen bringing a korban. There's a Shiloh over there. And the korbanos, which should be eaten, the korbanos which should not be eaten, Ayin Sham and Parsha Shmini, includes the special korbanos that were brought for the Miluim, as well as the korbanos, Rashi explains over there, and the Gemara talks about Zvachim Barikos, the korbanos of Rosh Chodesh. So we see that the korbanos of Rosh Chodesh are part of what's written in that parsha. And in that context, there's another din also that has to do with Tumas Migdash v'Kadosha. And that din is the din that's called Ritzui Tzitz. The tzitz that was worn by the Kohen Gadol, there's a parsha where the Torah says it's Miratza al Avoin Tumah. Which Tumah? Chazal darshan that this is a tumah not of chayve krisus, but let's say on a voida that was done on a korban and the korban was tameh, not where the kohen was tameh, tumas haguf, not tumas haPesach or hadam. The Mishnah actually Maseches Pesachim Peg Zayin Mishnah Zayin. Over there is mavur that there's a chil between what level of tumah, but there's a din of ritzui tzitz on tumah. So it's not on the chayve krisus, it's on the ritzui of where the korban was tameh, which is bedoimed to the din that we describe of Torah she'ochel es ha'tameh with the korban is tameh. That din is heyos the ritzui of tzitz in the parasha of Kohen Gadol Aaron Ubonov is also together with the korbanos of Siri Rosh Chodashim. So we learn out that Siri Rosh Chodashim is mechaper only on that. Those are the first two shittas of Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Meir Aymer, kol ha-si'irim kaparos and shove, all korbanos, si'irim, that have mentioned in the Torah in conjunction with the korbanos, ritzui, kaparo, on tumas, migdash, all are shovim. They're all compared. And we're talking over here not only what we said according to Shitz of Yehuda, comparing the korbanos of Rosh Chodesh to Musaf, which is a higher level of kaparo than according to Reb Shimon, but we're talking over here even on the soyer of Musaf of Yom Kippur. All Seirim Musafim of Yom Kippur, Yom Tiv and Rosh Chodesh Kaparosim Shove, they're all Mitar Al Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov. Whether there was a Yediyah Batchila and there was a Yediyah Basoif, or if there was a Yediyah not, there was neither a Yediyah not Batchila not Basoif, both on the Oifin of Torah She'ochel HaSatomeh, and Tomei Sheochel HaSator. On all Oifanim, they're all Mechaper. The Mepharshim point out, comes in the Gemara, that Rameir is maskim to the very first din that we had in this context, to say it's where there was a Yediyah Betchila, and now he ate, Be'etzem he should have been Chayiv, except that Benetayim he doesn't have a Yediyah Basoif. In that type of case, where he hasn't yet been aware that he's Mechuyiv a Korban Elav Yoyed, over there, the soyer hapnimi is not mechaper, but it's the soyer hapnimi with Yom Kippur is toilim, and when he finds out he has to bring. But kaporah, where it actually is mechaper, and he doesn't have to bring a korban elav yared, in those cases they're all shovim, not the soyer hapnim. What we're talking about is the soyer hachitzoin of Yom Kippur, together with Rosh Chodashim and Yom Tif. The Gemara actually says that since the pasuk at the end of all the mayadim says elam mayadei Hashem hashdiko etzam b'mayadom. Elu tassel Hashem b'mayadechem. Sorry, the first pasuk I mentioned is in Parshas Emor. The pasuk of Elu tassel Hashem b'mayadechem compares all of them. That's at the end of Parshas Musafim and Parshas Pinchas. That tells us that all the Yom Tovim are Shavim. Hoye Reb Shimon Aymer. Reb Shimon would say like this. Si'irei Rosh Chodashim mechapim al ha'Torah she'ochel satomei. Reb Shimon, we're chayzer over here. We said already Reb Shimon Shita, but now there's going to be a shakal v'tayir. Seirei Rosh Chodashim is mechaper al Torah she'ochel satomei. Well, we just said that Rosh Chodashim doesn't have the level of kapora that the korban of Yom Tov has. We don't compare the two. V'shal regalim mechaperim shem bo yediyah lo b'tchil v'soiv. V'shal yoyim makipurim, the korban of Yom Kippur, the one that's bachutz mechaper al shem bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'soiv. That's a higher level of kapara, so he holds that each one is separate. Amru lo, the Chacham asked Reb Shimon, Mahu, sheyikrivu ze bazeh? Which means, what happens if they were mafrish a korban, and they said that this soyer, the Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash, were mafrish a soyer, and they said that this soyer is miyuchid to be a korban soyer chatos of Rosh Chodesh, or Yom Tov or Yom Kippur. And then Lamaisa wasn't used for any of the above. Can it be used for any of the other Seirim of Chatos? Normally, if you miyachad a carbon for a Chatos, it can't be used thereafter for any other carbon. If you miyachad a Seh for a carbon Pesach, it can't be used for an Oilo. If you miyachad it for a Shlomim, it can't be used for a Toid, and so on. Each Kedusha that's Chal is not interchangeable. Over here, we would say that Chatos, a soil, L'Chatos of Musaf, L'Chatos one shape Kedusha. The gist of their argument against Reb Shimon is that obviously you're saying that each one has its own level of ritzu, each one's a separate carbon. So it doesn't make sense that if it was hufrash for one, that you have the same shame carbon and it should be able to be used befoil come the next Yom Tov or come Rosh Chodesh, it's a separate carbon, if it has a separate kapara. Amalem says to them, Rav Shimon, Yikrivu, it can be brought. Amaloi, Hoyol vein kaparas and shava, if they don't have the same ritzui, hech kreven zebaza, obviously it's the same, it's not the same carbon. Amalohen kulon boin lechap al tumas minish kadosh, he's not in the spot from the taina. Be'etzem the chalois shem carbon is the same carbon of a soyer chatos of a carbon mosav. They can all be brought. The fact that kefidi yoim, it's mechaper on a separate level, has to do with the yoim. But the etzem cheftz of the shem ha-carbon is one shem carbon. They're interchangeable. That's the shakavatai here. Mishnehei, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda oimem mishmoi. Here's an extra tosefes knech of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Shimon, before we had a shakavatai. Here's a tosefes dvarim. Si'irei roshei chadoshim. Mechaprin ala tohor she'ochel es hatomei. The Seirim of Rosh Chodeshim are mechaper only on a lesser avera, not on the chayvi krisus of a tomei she'ochel es hator, or a tomei she'nichnas b'mokim kodesh. Only on tohor she'ochel es hatomei, which is not chayvi krisus, only a lav. Moisif aleim regolim, shol regolim she'mechaprin ala tohor she'ochel es hatomei. That's an upgrade, like we said. Ve'al she'em bo yediyo loy b'tchila v'loy b'soif. A second upgrade. Moisev Aleihem, more than that, is Shel Yom HaKippurim, is the Korban Musif of Bachutz, the Sorei Chatos of Yom Kippur, Shein Mechapen Al HaTor Sheochel Satomei, Ve'al Shein Bo Yediyo Lo B'tchila V'lo B'soif, Ve'al Shein Bo Yediyo B'tchila Al Yesh Bo Yediyo B'soif. So he says over all the klalim that we had, except that B'toy Chadvarim is Moisev one Knech. That the kapara that one has in the soyer of Rosh Chodesh, which is metar only on a Torah she'ochel satami, is included also on the higher level kaparas. Kal v'chomer, that's included, and it makes sense. If you tell me that this is also part of the hierarchy of kaparas of Seirei, Seirim Hameratzim, on an Inyan Tumas Hamikdosh, the Kodoshov. So l'chayru, the lesser kapara with the lesser carbon that's not mechaper on the higher and more intense aveiru, l'chayru is for sure mechaper on the lesser aveiru. Sounds from the Tanakhama, meaning say the Mishnah HaKodemes, learning up b'shitas. Reb Shimon, we didn't have that prat. So they answer him back, Amru loy, ma'u sheyikru zebazeh. This is the same shakal v'tariya, on his version of Shitas Reb Shimon. L'chayru, the etzem zach that Rosh Chodesh and Regolim and Yom Kippur have, each one has its own dynamic, that taina, that's the Shita of Reb Shimon. On that, we just had a shakal v'taya, that the imkeim, the taina came, that they're different karbonis. So we're going to have the same shakal v'taya, again with the Tesefes Knech, kefid this nekuda, that there is a unique element of Seirei Rosh Chodeshim, which is just lesser. It's not included in the parasha of Siri Regolim. So let's read. Amru loy ma'u she'ikru zebazeh. Can they be brought? If it was miyuchid for one, can it be brought for the other one? Like we had in the Mishnah Kedemus. Amru loy ma'u she'ikru zebazeh. Ke yusha yamek purim kreven b'rosh chadashim. The karbonis that were hufrash from Musafim shal yayim ha'kipurim kreven b'rosh chadashim. They can be brought on Rosh Chodesh. Because they're also shaykh to the Inyan of Seirei Rosh Chodeshim. You're telling me that the kapara on a Torah she'ochel satam is included by Kal v'chomer in the kapara of Musafim, the Sorei Chatos of Yom Tov and of Yom Kippur. Aval heich, how could it be true? Shel Rosh Chodeshim kreven b'yom ha'kippurim. How could the karbonis that were hufrash for Rosh Chodeshim be used for Yom Kippur? The Karbonis of Yom Kippur have in it the Kapara of Torah She'ochel Satameh. But the Karbonis of Rosh Chodesh don't have in themselves that which is the upgrade of Yom Kippur, that which is Mechaper on a higher level of Tumah. So it's the same kind of with the Tesefes Knech. Not that each one can't be Hufesh on either one of them, but the carbon that was hufresh for Yom Kippur includes, by definition, the ritzu, the kapara of that which can be created by the sor shel regalim, the sor shel Rish Chodesh. So it's included, but not the other way. How could it be that the mechaper, lechaper kapara shein eshaloh? How could it have in it? It was mukdash for something that doesn't have a kapara on that which you want to be makriv now. Omar Lohen, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says back again, B'shitz Reb Shimon, Kulam boy lechap al tumas mikdash chadasha. It's the same taina. He's not the spoil from the taina. That be'etzem, in the etzem cheftza of the carbon, they're all shovim, they're all sorichatos of a carbon musaf. The fact that one is for Yom Kippur, one is for Yom Tov, and one is for Rosh Chodesh does not separate them. The fact that each one being brought in its respective time is mechapar on a different level also is not, doesn't make them into a separate shame carbon.